April 1896. When a young American lady of good standing is indiscreet, kind parents retire her quietly to the country with a maiden aunt and a modest stipend. Faith's parents decided to marry her off to a werewolf. "Though you're too soiled for even those unnatural beasts." Faith's mother was not looking at her. Mrs. Wigglesworth hadn't really looked at her daughter for nearly 2 months. Faith was more reassured by this than not. To be noticed might tempt her mother's temper, and that was never pretty. So she was careful with her words. "Now, mother, I don't think they quibble about such things, so long as I'm fresh meat." "None of your lip, girl. That's what got you into this predicament." Faith's mother had a voice like cracked peppercorns, and the face of an offended jackrabbit, all ears, red-rimmed eyes, and wrinkled nose. "No, it isn't what got me here," thought Faith. "In fact, it was the opposite. If I'd said something, if I'd lied about it, there would have been shame, but no ruination."
"Face it, my dear. She's spoiled goods by everyone's standards, even the werewolves."
Mr. Wigglesworth chewed his overcooked beef wetly, with a sound like the squelching of boots in a vat of gravy. "I don't know where we went wrong with her. The others all turned out well enough." Mrs. Wigglesworth gave a long-suffering sigh. "I did so well with them, and then this one. Rotten to the core." Faith looked down at her food. It sat untouched. She didn't feel like eating. Nothing worked to fill that odd, lingering emptiness. Certainly not beef, at any rate. She speared a potato and ruminated over its roundness.
"They must be desperate to get rid of me," she thought, "to be considering werewolves. Or Mother hates werewolves so much she would use me to punish them."
Prior to this particular conversation, Faith could not remember the word werewolf ever spoken in the Wigglesworth household, let alone at the dinner table. For while the Packs may have helped the North with their union troubles, they still weren't considered civilized. Now they weren't even allowed into the city without escort. A werewolf was lower than a Californian, all things considered. Rough, rural hillbillies with too much hair. And open shirt collars. And no table manners. Faith shivered in titillated horror. Werewolves were not permitted in any of Boston Society's conservatories, let alone received into drawing rooms. Certainly not by the Wigglesworths. No one would make the mistake of calling Faith's papa a progressive. But he was a pragmatist, and everyone in Boston now knew of his daughter's shame. And Faith's mother? Well, she made no bones about her hatred for the beasts. Her mother's hand, suddenly and without warning, slapped the table.
"Don't play with your food, girl!"
She barked the words so sharply that spittle sprayed the table. Faith put down her fork. Her mother went back to not looking at Faith. Already, in one of those lightning mood switches that had so terrified Faith as a child, Mrs. Wigglesworth was directing soft lips and coy eyes at her husband and his indifference. "You see what a bother she is to me, to this family."
"So, how do we safely dispose of her?"
Mr. Wigglesworth asked his wife, because it really was Mrs. Wigglesworth's responsibility. A daughter embroiled in scandal was of little political value to him. He'd never paid Faith any attention anyway, not until her indiscretion. Mrs. Wigglesworth sighed again, louder and with more force.
"We must still try for an advantageous match. Your cousin offers us a relatively inexpensive option, a London season."
She tapped the letter that had started the whole conversation.